It's spring in my small city, huddled here next to the Arkansas River in the gnarly cross timbers of eastern Oklahoma. The sun feels good against the skin. In the Ozark foothills to the east, red buds sprout pink, accented by the faint white of blooming dogwoods in the shadows. New life suffuses all, but I seek the flat, ugly plains in springtime. For most people, this expanse is a natural purgatory, a place you have to get through to get somewhere else. For me, it's where sunsets take up half the sky, and grains in season rattle against the always blowing wind. You never feel locked in. The horizon never ends. At night, more stars shine than you can ever count. Sure, I've tasted bitter dust blown in my face. I've dodged rattlers in the gypsum hills. I've waited nights in storm shelters as tornadoes dance their destructive tangos. I felt like the ancient mariner on a sea of dry, broken earth with the burning sun never relenting. But on the plains, I've seen colors in the sky Matisse never imagined. I've touched the delicate stem of a phlox blooming in a bar ditch. I've laughed with the gopher and he at me. I've seen a dozen Santas in one afternoon's clouds. Here I'm immense and insignificant at the same time. One spring weekend, my wife and I traveled west. As the land flattened, purple-black clouds whirled and grumbled until they took up most of the sky. Light turned dark. Water poured from above, flooding the lonely road we traveled. I backed the car to higher ground and waited the storm out. When the rain let up, it was night. The storm had not ended, though. The water had just stopped falling. As we trekked further onto the plains, lightning crackled and thunder boomed, above, behind, in front, all around us. Bursts of light lit the hidden architecture of the night clouds. Skeletons of old windmills and broken-down farmhouses jumped out from the dark. We saw the cottonwoods weeping over the banks of the Cimarron. Our car vibrated as the thunder crashed. An electric carnival made miracles in the black sky and all around us. Beautiful and frightening, sublime and terrorizing, like life itself. If you want to know freedom, leave your boxy villages and go out to the great plains, stretch your arms and touch the sky. When you doubt there is a God, leave your hills and your mountains, go to western Oklahoma, and hope for a springtime thunderstorm to roll in.